Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Club Junkie Podcast. Hopefully you're having a good week. It's a beautiful week here in Detroit, which is awesome because I've got a little golf in, which was always spectacular. And the week's going by well. It's flying by, of course. It always flies by because it's just what happens when you get older, I guess. Before we get into today's episode, just let you know this episode is brought to you by Titleist. And nothing will do more to improve your driver performance than getting fit by an authorized Titleist fitting specialist. With outstanding featured shafts and new premium partnership with Graphite Design, we have all the tools to get your game dialed. Visit Titleist.com to learn more about TSI drivers and schedule a fitting today. Definitely, if you listen to, last week's show? Was it last week's or 2 weeks ago when I had John Talge on? I think it was 2 weeks ago. We talked a lot about fitting and how that's so important to those to Titleist and all that. So it's definitely worth going and getting fit, especially if you're going to drop some money on a driver. Why not go get fit? Get dialed in. Get what the right shaft, the right specs, all that. And you're going to be pretty happy with the TSI driver, any of them, because they're all really, really good. But hopefully you guys, like I said, have a good week. It's been a good one for me. Like I said, just been fast. Like I can't believe it's already Thursday. It's just nuts. So I don't know where this year's going. It's just flown by. I'm playing as much golf as I can, at least in a sense, as much as the weather's letting me. I'm hoping today the rain stays away. It's supposed to rain a little bit, or at least that's in the forecast. I'm hoping that stays away because I want to get out, hit some, play some more. I got a set of irons to hit. I've got stuff to hit, man. I've got things to talk, things to hit, things to try, and I don't have time for bad weather to becoming a factor in what I'm doing. But we'll see. Keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully, I'll get out today. I've been out a little bit last week and played, and it was great. I actually I finally tested out. So I've been using those Moto Caddy golf bags. I mean, I've still been using the Moto Caddy electric, the M7 remote, because I just flat out love it. The thing just is so fun to use, and it makes just walking just a blast. So I've been using that, and I finally got caught in a little rain last week on Thursday. I was playing, and I got about 14 holes in, and it's funny because I got to like the I got 13 holes in, and I got to like the end of my what ended up being my final hole, and I was kind of debating where do I go, because it was kind of. There were people on. Usually when I go out to St. Clair Shores, I'm like, I have a little path I can go when I want to play like, three or four extra holes. And I got through, and then I was kind of debating on where to go. There were some people out there finishing up other holes, and I knew where they were, guys going to be on 17, or were guys going to 8 or whatever, so I could finish out mine. And it started raining. It started sprinkling, whatever, so I threw the waterproof club cover on top of the clubs. I pulled out my umbrella, set that thing in the umbrella holder, and I basically kind of was debating, and then I was like, it's starting to rain. This might be the sign just to head in. So I whipped the cart around, started walking in, walking down hole 11, which I just played. And as I'm walking, it was raining, a little heavier, and it was just like a steady, I'll call it like a drizzle, but it was a steady little rain, and I'm just walking with my umbrella. The cart's just going, and I tell you what, the bag is definitely waterproof. So nothing, there wasn't a drop on anything. I put the head cover or the top cover over it, cinched that down, and drove it on back. And the only thing wet on there was the towel that was hanging out. So the thing is definitely waterproof. Everything inside was dry, and honestly, actually, the bag dried off like immediately. I put it in my basement, and it dried off right away, so it was pretty cool. And then it ended up raining hard. I'm glad I didn't try to play through it, because if I would have went through and played probably one more hole and been out there, like my drive home, it was raining so hard. We were doing like 30 miles an hour down the freeway. I mean, a 70 mile an hour four lane or three lane freeway going down 94. We were doing like 30 miles an hour because it was raining that hard. So glad I got out of there and didn't try to test it any more than I did. But if you're stuck in the rain with those Moto Caddy Dry Series golf bags, they work totally fine. They were great. So, like I said, didn't test it in monsoon type conditions, but I did have it out there, and like I said, finally got it in some rain. And like I said, the cart did fine too. I mean, there was nothing. The bag actually covers the basically kind of covers the battery and where that battery plugs in. So that part was basically bone dry. And the little screen that tells you the speed and all that, I'm pretty sure is pretty weather resistant. So the cart worked fine. It had a lot of grass and stuff caked on the wheels, but other than that, it worked perfectly fine. It cruised right through. So if you're worried about inclement weather, it definitely has no problem doing that. So I had fun out there playing, and I had a club and a shaft out there that I was out playing last week with, and both of them are really, really good. I'm excited to talk about them today, but I've just been, trying to test stuff. So I've got a lot of stuff on the docket still to test. Like I said, I'm hoping the weather stays, this nice kind of fall keeps going, because I definitely want to get out and play some more. I definitely want to get some other stuff out there on the course. But we'll see. I can't really control it, but we'll try to do the best I can. So the first thing I took out there, which is a product that I know has been talked about a ton, it just got released, and that would be the Titleist, the new Titleist Apex UW or Utility Wood. And it's definitely an interesting little, I'm going to call it a fairway wood, because when you go on Callaway's website, it is listed under their fairway wood. So I'm going to go ahead and call it a fairway wood. But it's kind of like blurs the line between a really big hybrid and a really small fairway wood. It's got actually a really good shape. At first when I saw it, I didn't know if I was really going to like it. I'm like, it's kind of big, and I don't hit fairway woods typically really well off the turf, so I just didn't know if this was something that was really going to kind of call my name, which is fine. The Epic Super Hybrid. It's just not for me. That thing is just, it flies a little flat, face is a little deep. Like, it's just not, something, and it's a little strong. So this, I was like, the lofts are kind of there. Like, they make a 17, a 19, and a 21. And I was like, all right, interesting. The 19 is basically pretty much what I play in my hybrid, a 19 or a 20, depending on what I play. But my Cobra King Tech has been was a 19 degree, and it's actually fitting the gap pretty well. So they sent us a 19 as a media sample. So of course I definitely took it out. It was shafted up with a hazardous RDX Smoke Black in a 70 gram 6.0, and it's actually the first thing about it. I mean, you pull it out of the bag, and it's definitely it's that it blurs the line between, is it really a hybrid? Is it a fairway wood? It is definitely a small. From front to back, from face to back, it's definitely short like a hybrid, but distance from like heel to toe is fairly fairway wood looking. I mean, it really does. I think if you took just the face and cut it off and set that up next to an Epic Speed fairway, I don't think or an Epic Max or whatever, it'd be hard to tell probably which is which. But it's definitely a big hybrid or a small fairway wood. And it sets up really nice. It actually sets up perfectly square. I was a little worried about having some offset. And sometimes with offset Callaway, that transition from hosel to face can be a little funky for me. But this here, actually, when I set it down, looks really good. It's got a good look to it. Like I said, sits dead square, if not maybe a little bit open. You can definitely tell it's something that they've probably designed more for. Maybe for a little more for the more skilled player. It definitely has, like I said, that square to open look to it. And it really is a sharply, it's all gloss black on the top, no metallic, no dot to mark anything, no chevron on the top. The crown is just perfectly black. And then on the bottom, you have basically your AI blades. And a movable weight that this one is a 7 gram, it looks like. Yeah, 7 grams in there. So a movable weight that's kind of up front. And the sole has this kind of little step to it. So it's got the front section sits down a little deeper, and then it almost drops down towards the back. So giving it a little smaller footprint when you hit it off the turf or out of the rough. But overall, a really good package. I was really impressed. Like I said, didn't know much what to think about it when I first saw the photos online and the photos from tour bags. But getting in hand, really think it has a good look to it. It's touted as kind of a high launch, really tight dispersion, a lot of control, kind of like I said, a kind of a precision type club. It's got 17 and a half grams of tungsten in it, and like I said, the AI blades for better ball speed and all that. So it's definitely set up to be kind of a bomber type club. And I'll tell you, the first time I hit it, it is definitely a cannon. It definitely goes. The ball speed on it is really high. The thing goes like crazy. Now the shaft is long, so like a 19 degree here. The shaft is basically 41.5 inches long. The 21 is 41 inches, but it's 41.5 inches for a 19 degree. So this is going to play a little bit more like a 5 wood. in terms of length and all that, where for me, my 19-degree hybrid is more is 40 inches, basically right on the nose. This is about an inch and a half longer than what I'm used to playing. So I choked down a little bit on it just right out of the gate just to kind of make it a little more comfortable. But right out of the gate, it's crazy long. So hitting it off the tee, I mean, it is, you know, like hitting a little bomber fairway. It really goes. The ball flight on this thing, I think they tout it as kind of a high ball flight. I thought it was a little more mid-high, and I think part of that is the RDX Smoke Black, a little lower launching shaft, but I thought it was a little more penetrating flight than I expected just looking at the specs from Callaway's site. You know, Callaway mentioned it as like a really high ball flight with mid-spin. I thought it was a little more, you know, mid-high launch with probably mid to mid-low spin. It really did hit some really penetrating bullets out there, especially off the tee. But the interesting thing was, you know, off the tee, hitting it on the, you know, all the holes that I hit it on. So 1, 2, 3, you know, all the holes that I typically hit it on, it was even choked down on it. It was longer than my hybrid by a decent amount. So I was playing, usually we play the blue tees in my league. When I go out and play myself, I typically play the black tees. It really makes hardly, I mean, it's like one of those things where it's 20 or 30 yards. Depending on, you know, depending on the hole, it could be as few as 10, just depending on where they place them. But it's not a huge difference between black and blue tees. I mean, maybe one or two holes it makes an actual difference, but it really doesn't make that much of a difference. So I went and played the blacks, and on the first hole, basically playing the blacks, which again, it's maybe 15 yards difference between the blues and the blacks. Hit a pretty good shot out there, just a little draw to it, and I was literally where I am hitting hybrid off the tee. You know, with my standard hybrid from the blue tees. I mean, I was in like the exact same spot. Had basically a little, I think I hit a 9-iron into the green just because the wind was a little into us. But I mean, I'm usually, if I hit hybrid off the tee there, no wind, I'm typically a pitching wedge in to the green. And I was basically a 9-iron into the wind. So, I mean, this thing is definitely a cannon. And then the same thing on two. I didn't hit it as pure. I hit it a little off to the right, but again, ended up pretty much maybe just short of where I usually end up with my other hybrid. So, I mean, this thing for me is probably at least 10 yards longer than my hybrid, my Cobra hybrid, or any of the hybrids really I put in play this year. They've all been distance-wise pretty close. This thing's at least 10 yards longer. It's just an absolute cannon. And like I said, it really doesn't launch as high as I thought. I thought it was really, like I said, looking at it, and they're saying, you know, the Epic Speed Fairway launches more mid, and the Apex Pro Hybrid is more, you know, mid-launching, and this is high. I thought this was, for me, fairly similar to the Apex Pro Hybrid. I thought it launched, like I said, it got up in the air really easily. It just didn't fly crazy high. It was, like I said, a little more penetrating, especially off the tee, and it goes like crazy. Now, it isn't insanely forgiving. At least I didn't think so. I wasn't swinging amazing. I hit some great shots with it, but I also hit some, you know, my typical over-the-top smother at left, and it will go left or right in that case. I mean, it definitely isn't like, you know, doesn't have the crazy super high MOI. It will definitely move a little bit. It'll have a little curvature to that ball if you do miss it, which, I think this is meant for, you know, a little more of a higher skilled player as opposed to something like the Epic Super Hybrid, which has a bunch of tungsten way in the back and makes it more forgiving. This, I think, is going to have a little, you know, less forgiveness. And on Callaway's site, they say it's more of a mid-level in forgiveness where, you know, a 5 would be, you know, higher forgiveness. I agree with that. I think this thing, if you miss it a little off the toe, it's going to have a little curvature. It's going to draw a little bit. And on the same token, if you hit it on the heel and it fades a little bit and all that. But I think the flip side of that, if you're a really good player and you're looking to work the ball and hit some of those shots into greens, or, you know, on a par 5 or par 4, something like that, that you need to curve it around a tree or something like that, play the fairway the way it rolls, you're going to be able to do that with this thing. And it wasn't overly left. Like I said, my swing that day was just, I was kind of hitting everything a little left. It didn't matter what it was. So this thing, I think, is, you know, ball flight wise, pretty neutral when you hit it. When you hit it square, it just goes straight. And like I said, if you do hit a little left, it's going to go a little left. If you hit a little right, it's going to go right. So you're not going to get away with terrible, terrible swings, but you are going to get some massive distance out of the thing. So the other interesting thing will be, how do you play? Because to me, I look at it as more as a hybrid. Hit it off the tee, maybe a really long, you know, maybe a long par 5, something like that. I'll hit it off the turf, but for the most part, it's a, you know, a tee club. But then also I look at it, well, it's, you know, at least 10 yards longer than my hybrid, so then am I really, you know, am I kind of encroaching onto my 3-wood? and then which would I play, you know, in terms of hitting a 3-wood off the tee or hitting this off the tee. So the one experiment I do want to put a shorter shaft in this thing, like a 40-inch shaft, and see how that goes. Maybe slap a little lead tape because it is going to be pretty light in terms of the swing weight. But maybe I'll try to order an aftermarket weight for the sole. But either way, I want to try it with a little shorter shaft and see how it plays more as a hybrid for me than a fairway would. But overall, like I said, I mean, off the tee, the thing is an absolute monster. It just goes like crazy. Sound and feels really good. It's got a metallic ting to it when it goes, but it's pretty pleasant. It's not crazy loud. It just has that metallic tink when it goes. And, you know, in terms of responsiveness, you really do get a good feel for it. You can feel when you hit it dead center. When you hit it off the toe, you'll get a little more vibration. You'll get a little different sound to it. It's a little clunkier metallic sound to it when you do smack it off the toe, which I was doing fairly regularly in a little high toe action. But overall, I mean, really good. I mean, miss hits still carried a ton of ball speed. I mean, there were I was playing basically like two balls all night, just throwing stuff. And like a par five, I'd go down, drop a couple balls in the fairway, and hit them into the green because there wasn't anybody behind me. So I was hitting a lot of shots with this thing. And on 13, the par five, which is really short, and I basically I hit a really poor drive. My first tee ball, I hit a really good one, good second one, but I basically went back to my first one, dropped two balls down, hit it off the turf there, and hitting it off the turf, I honestly felt like I almost got the exact same trajectory as hitting it off the tee. Like, it was definitely kind of mid-high, a little more penetrating than I thought, and the first ball, I mean, look at the divot, it was pointed dead left, but just came over the top, hit it high toe, and I missed the green to the left, but I was pin high. And I thought for sure that thing was going to land in the front left greenside bunker or even be short of that. I just hit it like crap, and I was amazed at how far it went. And I choked down a good probably inch and a half. I mean, I was probably playing it at like 40 inches. I choked down a good amount. I was playing it at like 220 or something like that, 225. I don't remember exactly what I was hitting it at. But it was basically what I would hit my typical hybrid at. So I dropped it, like I said, it was like 220, 225. Total kind of miss hit off the toe, got it to the green with no problem. Hit the second one, hit it definitely more solid, more square on the face, and actually hit the back of the green and bounced over and off, and I was basically over the green. There's a big hill there, so I hit kind of probably the very, very back couple feet of the green. It bounced, rolled down the hill to the left, and I actually rolled it on the other side of the cart path, which was kind of a nasty shot coming back. But just to say again, that shot there was probably full Cobra King Tech hybrid, was probably full shot there. Gets me on the green, gets me kind of center, 225-ish, 220. That's pretty much all that club has off the turf. This thing, I felt like I didn't even hit great shots, and I was able to get it there, if not a little farther, which just proves, I mean, whether you're hitting off the tee, whether you're hitting off the ground, definitely a cannon. Turf interactions with it really good. And I think, having this stepped kind of sole to it where the front, let's call it half, it sits a little lower than the back half. It really actually got through the turf really well. Hitting it off the fairway was perfectly fine. It was like hitting a hybrid. I mean, the turf interaction was like hitting a hybrid. For me, I take, just a little bit of a divot there, and it played just like a hybrid. And out of the rough, the rough is not that long right now over there. But hitting out of the rough, it actually got out of the rough pretty well. I mean, it's not something that I typically do. If I'm sitting in the rough on a long par five and I've got 225, I'm probably laying it up with an iron and just, chopping it out there. Unless the rough is short, which this was, and hit a couple there. And getting through the turf interaction on it is really good. Like I said, I think that shorter sole there really does kind of help get through the rough, the deeper rough, and even the fairway turf really quickly, really easily. And you don't really have, even if you're somebody who takes a big divot, you're not going to take a big old pelt. I mean, it just, I've been, hit little kind of, 3-inch divots with there, and the ball just goes. But the face is hot across the whole face. And it just goes. Like I said, those shots there were kind of crazy. But hitting it off the tee is basically what I was doing all day. And, like I said, everything there was definitely long. So part of that, I think, I attribute to being a crazy hot face, a little bigger head, a little more mass. The other half, part of that, I do give it to, this is an inch and a half longer than my typical, 19-degree hybrid. So it's definitely one of those things where it blurs the line. And then reshafting this thing, the biggest question is, and I don't know yet because I haven't pulled it, is it a 335 hosel or like a fairway wood, or is it a 370 like a hybrid? And I'm going to guess that it's probably a 370 or I mean 335. I bet it's going to be a typical wood shaft. So that, you know, that's going to be the other thing when you're deciding on where this goes in your bag, whether you're playing it kind of as a three wood, you're playing it as more of a five wood, whatever. You know, it's going to probably going to make a determination of what you're going to put in here. You know, because if you're looking to play a hybrid shaft, the hybrid shaft's going to be, you know, bigger. It's not going to fit in this hosel. Wood shafts, you're going to be a little more limited on weight. So if you want to get like the 21 degree and put like a really heavy, like 80 or 90 degree hybrid shaft in there, that's going to be, you know, probably tough to do. It's probably not going to be possible. So it is going to be interesting to see. And again, I haven't pulled it yet, so I don't know size-wise, you know, what it is. But that could limit your options in terms of fitting it in your bag if you're looking to play something either shorter, heavier, or a shaft that just Callaway doesn't offer as, from their custom department. So wood shafts there will definitely limit it. But overall, it's, like I said, really, really versatile. I did take it out on one of the greens, and I threw a couple balls down and actually chipped with it, which is something I don't really do. But it actually worked really well. Like, again, I think this kind of short, smaller sole is like hitting kind of a hybrid. You can just kind of pop the ball up. I blew everything past the hole because I have zero distance control with that shot. I just don't do it on a regular basis. But the shaft is a little long at 41 inches, so kind of choking down and hitting that shot was a little more, it's difficult just because, like I said, I don't do it. So it was definitely something that was outside of my comfort zone, but it's definitely doable, and it's something that is fairly easy to do. So, you know, this thing here is really for somebody, I think, looking for that, you know, that I think somebody looking for that five wood or seven wood, or even a four wood with something that is super versatile. You can hit a ton of shots with, that it's just, you know, crazy long. I mean, this Apex UW it seems like a great fit. I mean, for me, it may be kind of, you know, I'm not a guy who hits a lot of fairways. People always ask me about, do you play a five wood? And I'm like, no, I really don't. I feel like this could be kind of like that answer of I can hit this as a five wood instead of playing my hybrid and play something like this where off the tee it can be really long. I can slide it off the tee. But then again, you know, if I find I need to launch something a little higher, I think putting a higher launch shaft in this thing would be great. I've got a Ventus Red laying around that I could toss in there, a 70 gram of Ventus Red that I think could be a real awesome combo in here just because, like I said, for me, I don't hit the ball super high, and this for me was more of kind of a mid to mid high launch. But like I said, you know, if you're somebody who looks for something that you can really work the ball a little bit, but you still want the distance out of it, it is literally, you know, a pretty big cannon, and it goes like crazy. I've been impressed with it. Like I said, I like the sound, I like the feel. I think it's going to fit in my bag. If I build it right, I think I can get into my bag to kind of take over for my hybrid, and it would basically be a five wood for me or a short five wood. I'd probably take it down to at least 41 inches, if not like 40 and a half, something like that. I'm going to play it probably pretty short. I mean, I play my three wood at 42 and a half, so this at like, you know, say 41, something like that, I think would be a great option. I can still choke down and hit it a little shorter if I need to. But it really is a real cannon. And I think for that more skilled player who's looking to see, looking for something that's, like I said, long, but still something that you can shape shots with, you know, this thing's going to be really good. I didn't really try to flight anything down. I mean, me by nature, I get a little steep. So I kind of, you know, take a little bit of loft off when I get that steep. You can definitely fly it lower. It definitely flies low, and it doesn't have a ton of spin because the ball just flew right through the air. Like I said, as it started getting later in the day and it started getting windy, shots off the tee still were long. One of the shots, I hit it on 11, and 11's this par 4 that you have to hit it down the fairway. You really need to stay to the left side because there's all these trees on the right that kind of block you out. The green is just kind of tilted to the right a little bit. And from the blues, there's kind of like this one tree just past the 150 that when I hit my hybrid, that's where I hit it to. And playing the black was, you know, like again, probably 20 yards or so. And it was probably the best shot I hit all day, just flat nuked down the right side with just a little bit of draw. Hit one of the little hills that were down there, and it was, you know, basically further down than I hit my hybrid down there. I mean, the thing really was crazy long. That was probably the best swing I put on it all day, and it was absolutely mashed. I mean, it probably would have been really close to three wood length if I would have hit three wood there. So Like I said, definitely long. You know, the one negative, the gapping thing may be a little interesting because it is so long. And then, you know, depending on what you want to put in for an aftermarket shaft, you may be limited there. So those would be my two kind of knocks. The rest of the club, I mean, is really great. Like I said, you can use it to chip around the green. You can use it to just hit out, you know, mad bombs off the tee with it. And it's honestly really easy to hit off the turf. I actually hit it off the turf better than I thought I would. I really did. You know, I thought I'd struggle a little bit because I don't like fairway woods, but I didn't hit, you know, I hit a bad shot, but it went up and, you know, I got it up in the air. I didn't like top anything or chunk anything. I mean, I hit some solid shots with it, and overall it really worked well. So, like I said, I think maybe putting something, you know, a little shorter, in the head would be awesome. So I might try doing that, you know, pulling this shaft, putting something in there and then, seeing if that works. Cause like I said, I really do kind of like how it plays. I like the distance it gets. I like that it's, you know, fairly easy to elevate. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't know what I'll put in there. Like I said, I've got a Ventus Red. I've got a, I think I've got an old Atmos Tour Spec Blue in like an 80 that might work in there as well. But I've got a couple options. We'll see what I fit in there. And like I said, it's all going to depend on when I pull it and see what the hosel is. But I'm willing to bet it's probably a 335 wood shaft in there. So, but like I said, the Apex utility wood, really good. If you're looking for max forgiveness, you might want to look more towards the fairway wood side, you know, like with an Epic Epic Max or an Epic Speed. But if you're looking for something a little more workable while still being able to hit some absolute bombs with it, the UW is definitely something worth trying out. So I was a big fan. I like it. And like I said, I may try to see if I can fit it into the bag in some way or some shape or some form. But we'll see. I'll have to pull it apart and do a little Frankenstein work on it, see how it looks and what my options are, because that'll really be the telling tale. So if you go to CallawayGolf.com, it's under Fairway Woods. If you go in there, I think the first time I went in there, I clicked hybrids. Couldn't find it, but if you click on their clubs and then their fairway woods, you'll see the UW in there with all the specs and everything like that. So check that thing out. I think they're in stores now, so if you want to, you know, go hit one, whatever, they're there. But definitely worth hitting if you're looking for something, you know, in that five wood or, you know, something to kind of hit off the turf and hit off the tee and, you know, some little fairway finder type club. It's definitely there. So give it a shot. And I think it's going to be a pretty, you know, I think it'll be a decent hit for better players looking for something like this. So, like I said, CallawayGolf.com. Check out the Apex UW, and it's a pretty nice stick there. So, the next thing I'm going to get into is basically a golf shaft. Before I do, you know, Bridgestone Golf continues to innovate golf ball technology with their line of Tour Bees. The reactive cover delivers a game-changing combination of driver distance and greenside control. It's a powerful combination available in four different Tour B models. For high-speed hitters like Bryson DeChambeau, that means the Tour BX and BXS. For smoother, moderate swings like Fred Couples, that's the RX and RXS models. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bees today. Just go to BridgestoneGolf.com and find the ball that fits your game. So I played the Tour B X and XS. They're both pretty good. But yeah, check out the balls there, and then the next thing I'm going to be talking about now is let me grab it off my shaft wall. Would be the new graphite design Tour AD UB6. So U is in under, B is in boy. But the new UB6, and this is brand new shaft out for. Excuse me. We're going to go through this again. The UB is brand new out for 2022, and it basically stands for Up and Beyond. So they all those little two letter word, you know, the DIs is Deep Impact, the IZ I think is like is it like Impact Zone or something like that. Like they all actually stand for a little something. So it's kind of a cool thing. But the UB is brand new out just for this, you know, just came out. I mean, I just got it in. I think you can just get them with dealers now. And a ton of high-end carbon fiber in it. And it is basically a kind of a, kind of a firm handle section, firm midsection, and then a really stiff tip section is basically the profile of it. And it's basically meant to be a mid-launch, low-mid spin shaft. And it definitely has the typical, Graphic Design rings as the paint job, and everything graphic design here is typically like two colors. So we go from kind of a light blue down to a silver or gray at the tip section. Overall, I think it's a good looking shaft. I think the blue and the gray go well together with the black rings. But the UB is, like I said, a mid-launch, mid-low spin shaft. Like I said, got a ton of stuff. It's got a Toray M40X high-strength, high-modulus carbon fiber material in it, as well as, what is it? I think it has the T1100G from Toray. And then it's got, all the technology packed into it that graphite design typically does. But it's out on the course. It's definitely a low launch shaft. I think it's for me, it was very similar to in terms of launch to the Graphic Design Tour ADXC. The XC for me was kind of mid low launch. This launched a little higher than that, but I felt like this was a little tighter in terms of dispersion. For me, the XC, the handle section is just really soft, and with my crappy fast tempo, I felt like I had hit some stray shots with that shaft. This one here is probably one of the lower launching graphite design shafts that I've hit. I think the only one that might be lower, and I've literally hit like four balls with it, the P90003 or something like that. I can't remember what. What is that one? Yeah, it's the M9003, but probably the only thing that launches a little lower for me. But anyway, it is definitely kind of a mid to slightly mid-low shaft out there. I basically had it in my Sim 2 Max, which is pretty much what I put everything that I test in, because that's the head I played the most this year. And definitely lower launching than the HD. So I hit the HD when it first came out. Really liked it, actually. I thought it was just really lively, had a ton of ball speed. It was a straight to slight draw shaft. I feel like this one here is a little harder to turn over. It definitely has a little stiffer feel to it. And I feel like it's a little less counterbalanced than HD. Not than HD. I guess than Ventus Black. Like, Ventus Black is just a touch counterbalanced, and that's what I've been playing most of the time in that head. And this here, I feel like, has definitely a little more weight in the tip, definitely a little less counterbalanced. But overall, a really good, smooth feel to it, just like you'd expect from graphite design shafts. But like I said, definitely launched a little lower than I expected. I expected something a little more true mid. I thought this was a little more mid-low, and it definitely didn't spin. I mean, like I said, playing, like especially last Thursday, the wind picked up as I got going, and as the rain was moving in. Hitting shots into the wind, downwind, across wind, like your ball just didn't rise. It was just, penetrating the whole time. And it's definitely long. Like I said, I'm playing from the black tees, which on most holes doesn't make a huge difference. It's, 10, 15 yards, but on hole 16, it was a little downwind, and I was playing from the blacks, which again, it's maybe 20 yards, maybe 25. It's not a ton. And basically if I hit a really good shot from the blues, if it's downwind, I'm like 140 to 130. It's basically the hardest hole in the course, because it's like a 430 yard par four, something like that, 420. I don't remember what it is. It's over 400. And it's the hardest hole in the course just because it's long. But when you play from the blues and it's a little downwind, you can hit some absolute monsters down there. It's a pretty wide fairway, and I hit a actually what I thought wasn't even like the best ball ever. I mean, I hit a pretty solid shot. Had just a little draw to it, and again, it was downwind, and I was basically just beyond the 150. I think I had like 145 in, and typically on that hole, like I said, if I from the blues, if I'm 130, that's a really good shot. And this here, I was maybe just a little behind that. I was really shocked because I hit the ball and I was kind of like, it'll be okay. It's in the left rough, whatever. And I drove my little electric cart up there. And I kept walking and walking and walking, and I was like, hey, it can't be much, it can't be any farther than this. I didn't go that far, and I kept walking, and there it was, and I was shocked that I made it, that I made it so far past that 150 marker, because, like I said, from the blacks, I thought for sure I was short of it, that it just kind of hit and died left, and it really didn't. But I hit an absolute monster on 13, the par 5 there. I hit one that was poor, which was all me, but I mean, hit an absolute bombed on the right-hand side that was, again, in a great spot that was, You know, probably just behind, again, where I play the blues from, and that was just behind it. I mean, it was definitely a long shaft, and I think it is low spin. It definitely takes some spin off that Sim 2 Max head, and I think that's what, you know, part of the reason why it goes so far. The feel on it's really good. I mean, like I said, super smooth. It's really responsive. I mean, when you make contact, you can, you know, actually really feel the ball compress on center strikes, but you get a little feel of vibration when you miss it. But overall, it's really easy to hit. I mean, it's got a kick and impact, but it's not as strong as HD. Like, HD to me felt like you were cracking a whip and the thing just shot the club head forward. This, I feel like, is a little more stout. It doesn't quite have that much kick, you know, that much kick or feel of a kick to it. But I also feel it's a little tighter and it's a little harder to turn over than HD personally. I think this has a little more straight to slightly fade, you know, bias to it, or it's a little stouter, so it plays a little more neutral than HD does. But it does have a little more stout feel. I think it's got a stout but smooth feel to it, and it, like I said, a little harder to turn over, a little easier to hit it straight to slight right or slight fade with this one compared to the HD. Definitely launches a little lower, and like I said, spin was in all wind directions. We were hitting it downwind, into the wind. It just was penetrating. Like, it just got through the wind with no problem, and I think that's just a tell that it's just a low spin shaft. You know, if you're somebody out there who, you know, really kind of fights that left a little bit, and they want something that's a little more stout, like I said, I think this, I was playing the 60X, and like I said, it's probably one of the more stout feeling graphite design shafts that I've hit. My GP, which is a 7X, probably feels in terms of, you know, kind of stoutness in terms of, you know, feeling it load, all that is probably similar. But this thing here, I think for being basically a 66 gram shaft, you know, in the 6X, definitely, you know, has the stability and you know, feel of something a little heavier, a little stouter, which I think some people will really like, because I don't think, you know, a lot of graphite design stuff, I feel like, plays, you know, it feels a little softer because it loads so easily and it's so smooth, it kind of feels softer. This one definitely has a little more stoutness to it, but without any of that harsh vibration or anything like that. But it's tight. I mean, you never feel like there wasn't any shots that I felt like I put a good swing on the ball and it didn't go pretty much exactly where I wanted it to, or at least pretty much where I was aiming to. I wish I could say exact, but I'm not that good. But overall, I mean, just a ton of control, and it's something that, you know, some of these shafts that I've hit, I had to put them in that head and actually crank it down and lower the loft a little bit on that head. This one here, I definitely didn't. I played it straight 10-5, and I don't think I would change it at all. I think I'd play the straight 10-5 with this head here. It definitely has, like I said, a little lower launch to it, and that's good. I think there's a lot of people out there who are always looking for something from graphite design that's a little lower launching, a little lower spinning, and that's typically not their thing to make. You know, they don't make a ton of low launch, you know, Ventus Black type shafts, and I think this is getting a little closer there with being, you know, like I said, a little more mid to even mid low launch for me, and definitely being low spin. But like I said, the feel on it's really good. I thought it was super tight, really consistent, and if you know, when I put some good swings on there, I hit some absolute bombs with this and the Sim 2 Max. So just overall a really solid shaft, and something that I think a lot of players are really going to like when they get their hands on it, just because of that feel, and especially Golf 3RX, you know, members who are guys looking for stuff that's a little more mid to mid low launching and definitely lower spinning. I think this is going to be a great option to play with. So the UB is really good. Like I said, for me, I think it's probably, out of everything, it might be my favorite graphite design shaft that they've made. I mean, the HD was one of my favorites. I really like the HD. I still think the HD is a great shaft. But I think this may actually be may take over in the driver. I think driver-wise, like I said, it just for me felt like it was had a little less left to it. It was a little harder to turn over, and for me, that's always awesome. But even with having that stoutness, it still went a long way. But if you go to proschoicegolfshafts.com, they're the distributor for graphite design. They've got all the info there, and they can also tell you where to get one in terms of you know, the dealers and all that. But the UB is definitely a really solid offering that just came out, and I'm pretty impressed with it. I want to try it in some other heads. I mean, I kind of want to try it in you know, maybe the new Mizuno head and stuff like that. Just some of these These other heads try it out to see how it goes. But in my Sim 2 Max, it was a cannon. It definitely goes. So, like I said, go to proschoicegolfshafts.com and check out all the specs there, and definitely try one out. Especially if you're somebody who likes the graphite design stuff, just looking for something maybe that launches a little flatter with a little less spin. I think this thing's definitely worth trying. So, overall, pretty impressed with it. Like I said, going to try some different heads in it and go from there. But yeah, those are kind of my two products for today. That's all I've got. I've got some, like I said, I've got a set of irons to test. I've got some other stuff, and then we're getting close to the end of the season, and then I'm gonna have to go, battle it out in the super cold driving ranges and stuff like that. So, which I'm not looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to that at all. But hey, I do it for you guys. I do it for the kids. So I will do that as much as I can. But yeah, that's all I've got there. I'm going to try to get out, like I said, get out and play today as long as the rain doesn't come in. But hopefully you guys had a great week. Have a good weekend. Get out and play some golf if you can. If you live in the north and, you can get out and play, definitely get out and play because, like I said, who knows how long we've got. But that's it. Like I said, if you want to follow me on Instagram, at ClubJunkiePod, I know I totally yesterday forgot to do my Q&A. Maybe I'll try to do it today when I go play if I can. So if you follow me at Club Junkie Pod, I'm always on there. I'll answer questions, anything like that. If you have any questions, any comments, anything like that, shoot me a DM on Instagram. It's the best way to get a hold of me. Like I said, at Club Junkie Pod. So you guys have a good weekend. We'll talk next week. We'll see you.